الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، today we continue with our book نواقض الإسلام by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab ibn Sulaiman al-Tamimi, and we read al-Naqid al-Kathir. The book is about the nullifiers of an individual Islam, the things that make a Muslim become a non-Muslim. He mentioned 10 things. The ninth one is what we read today, inshallah. He says, "An-naqid al-kafir," the ninth nullifier. He said, "Rahimahullah." من اعتقد أن بعض الناس here depending on the script we have this downloaded script, unfortunately doesn't have a name, a publisher's name. It only has متن نواقض الإسلام لإمام الدعوة لإمام الدعوة الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب بن سليمان التميمي رحمه الله وأسكنه فصيح جناته. Then it mentions the year of his death. It mentioned that من اعتقد أن بعض الناس يسأه الخروج. Likewise, the تحقيق of Sheikh Abdulaziz Al Rais, he also said the same thing, that man yastaqada anna ba'd an-nas yasta'uhu. He stopped there and continued and said, yasta'uhu al-khuruj an shari'ati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the tahqiq upon which the sharh of Sheikh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Barraq was there. It also mentions, just as we read to us, but the nuskha of Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah, that half the tahqiq, the taqdeem of Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Muhammad ibn Ali Ali Abdul Latif, there it says, man i'taqada anna ba'd an-nas la yajibu alayhi ittiba'uhu وأنه يسأه الخروج عن شريعة محمد. So there is ziyada there. The ziyada, there is an increment. The increment is that لا يجب عليه اتباعه صلى الله عليه وآله. من اعتقد أن بعض الناس لا يجب عليه اتباعه وأنه يسأه الخروج عن شريعة محمد So that occurs in the nuskha of Sheikh bin Baz, and this nuskha Atayib al-Zahar Sharh Nawaqid al-Islam al-Ashr by Ustaz Dr. Khalid ibn Ali ibn Muhammad al-Mushaytish. It has these two have that increment, but the rest of the nuskha don't have it. So we mentioned this because depending on which nuskha we have, we may find the increment or we may not find the increment. But it says, "Man i'taqada anna ba'd an-nas yasa'uhu," or "Man i'taqada anna ba'd an-nas la yajibu alayhi ittiba'uhu wa annahu yasa'uhu al-khuruj an shari'ati Muhammadin صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كما وسع الخضر خضر خاضر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ابتدى خضر خضر خاضر. Either of them is correct, and the ahadith about them are contained in Sahih al-Bukhari. ابتدى خضر خاضر كما وسع الخضر الخروج كما وسع الخضر الخروج عن شريعة موسى عليه السلام فهو كافر. من يعتقد أن بعض الناس لا يجب عليه اتباعه وأنه يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد كما وسع الخضر الخروج عن شريعة موسى عليه السلام وهو كافر. شدد رحمه الله من اعتقد أن بعض الناس whoever believes أن بعض الناس that some people or a particular individual لا يجب عليه اتباعه صلى الله عليه وسلم that individual, it is not obligatory on that person to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever believes that there is an individual, that individual, it is not compulsory for him to follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa annahu an that yasa'uhu al-khuruj an shari'ati Muhammadin alayhi salatu wassalam. And that it is allowed for that person. It is allowed, it is permissible for that person. Al-Khuruj an Shari'ati Muhammadin. To leave any part of the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. Kama wasi al-Khidra. As it is allowed for Khidr alayhi salam. Al-Khuruj an Shari'ati Musa. To leave or not follow the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. Or who are kafir. That kind of an individual is a kafir. That is, whoever believes that there is an individual that is allowed not to follow the Prophet Muhammad, it is allowed for that person not to obey the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. Just like it is allowed for Khidr alayhi salam not to follow Musa alayhi salam, yarhamuka Allah. Just as it was allowed for Khidr alayhi salam not to follow Musa alayhi salam. Whoever believes that is a kafir. Whoever believes that there is an individual, la yajibu alayhi ittiba'uhu sallallahu alayhi. It is not obligatory for him to follow the Prophet Muhammad. Some people think that there are some people, maybe shuyukh, and that shuyukh, as they call them, la yajibu alayhi ittiba'uhu. It is not obligatory for shuyukh to follow the Prophet Muhammad. It is not obligatory for shuyukh to leave his beard. It is not obligatory for shuyukh to pray as the Prophet prayed alayhi salam. Because those are some of the most amazing things you notice about people, the so-called shaykhs. Wallahi, many of them don't know how to pray salat. I have seen with my eyes. Many of them don't know how to pray. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us, he said, Salu kama ra'aytumuni, pray as you see me pray. The way you see me pray, that is the way you should pray. When a person prays in manner, in way, not the way the Prophet prayed alayhi salam, that person has not prayed, or has not prayed, or would not have prayed. During the time of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, somebody came into the masjid. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had finished his salah. He was watching him. The man stood up. Allah Akbar. Say Allah Al-Mahina. Radan alaka al-Amdi. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. At the end he said, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. He came and said, Salaamu Alaikum to the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet said, Alaikum Salaam to Allah. He says, Irji fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you have not prayed. So go back and pray because you have not prayed. But the man has prayed. The man just finished salah. And yet the prophet was saying, go back and pray because you have not prayed. If the prophet Muhammad ﷺ were to be alive today, how many people will he be telling, go back and pray because you have not prayed? How many will he tell? This attitude is common among those people, shaykhs. And the reason why those people, many people say things like that for levity is because they think that la yajibu alayhim ittiba'u. It is not compulsory for them to follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa yata'uhum, and that it is allowed for them, al-qu'udu an shari'atih, not to obey the injunctions, the sharia, the legislation that Allah has given to the Prophet Muhammad. So it's not obligation. So what do they do? And there are different classes of people who do that. Among those kind of people are those the ulama will always refer to as aqlaniyun. Aqlaniyun are those rationalists. Whatever they cannot rationalize, they don't accept it as part of religion. Whatever is told to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it, and in their mind, they cannot rationalize it, they will not accept it as part of Islam. They think they have ability to rationalize. At least we are intellectuals. We are this, we are that. But what Allah asked of us to do is to follow the Prophet Muhammad. The Qibla was changed from Baytul Maqdis to Mecca. Qibla. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam performed all nawafil he was performing. And 3 years before Hijrah, the Salah was made obligatory. Because Al-Isra al-Mi'raj, the Prophet journeyed in the night to Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis, and then his ascension into the heaven, alayhi salatu wasalam, took place 3 years before his Hijrah to Medina. And you remember that it was on his way while he went in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he received 50 salawat. So when he came back, the obligatory salah that he was performing, because before then all the salah were nawafil. After then 50 salawat started, up to first or second year of Hijrah. How many years? Over 16 years or so, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing his salah and he was facing Baytul Maqdis. What did Allah say? Allah said, yes, we know. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We know that you want us to change the Qibla. We've been looking up into the heavens. The point of reference, ikhwan, so that we can come back to our issue is, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said to him in the Quran that وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْكِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعَ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّا يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. The reason why we change the Qibla, we want to see those who will follow the Prophet Muhammad and those who will refuse to follow the Prophet Muhammad. So while some of the companions were observing Salah in Medina, the place is called Masjid al-Qiblatain today. If you go for Hajj or Umrah, they take you there. Those people are performing Salah facing a particular direction, they say the Masjid. And they were told while they were in the Salah that Allah has changed the direction of Salah. Allah has changed the Qibla direction. Turn your faces. And right there during the Salah, it's the Ba'u. In the Salah, while they were praying, they said, oh, Allah has changed the Qibla, change your direction. And they changed the direction. The point of reference is Ittiba'ur Rasul. Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْكِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. This Qibla, we've not made it like that. إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعِ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. We want to see those who will follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Away from those who will say, no, we will not follow the Prophet. He shows the importance of following him alayhi wa sallam. If those
rationalists, we are there. They say, no, don't tell us that at least we are praying, that we have to finish our prayer. But these followers are not rationalists, the followers of the Prophet Muhammad. They were told to change the similar they changed. If it were today, many of the people will not change. So Allah has revealed something new to the Prophet. Change the Qibla and they change. If it were today, the Muslims will start trying to rationalize. If it does not conform to what they think of, what science says today, and science changes. If what the Quran and the Sunnah say is today not found, not been discovered in the science that they know only today, they will not accept it. Because in their opinion they will say it is all scientific. No matter how authentic it has been revealed from the Prophet Muhammad to the Prophet Muhammad. So the Shaykh says, "Man yataqada anna ba'd an-nas," whoever believes that some people, لا يجب عليه اتباعه, it is not compulsory. These people, you can do what you like. It is not compulsory for you to follow the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله. وأنه يساؤه الخروج عن شريعته. And that person believes that it is allowed for the other person not to follow the Prophet, the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. That person who has that belief about the other person is a car. If a shaykh thinks that he can use anything in the Sharia, or an aqlani, a rationalist, thinks that he can use anything in the Sharia, he has a right. At least I'm a human being and I have my senses. He can use anything in the Sharia. And any individual agrees that it is allowed for that person. The individual that agrees, ulama say fahuwa kafir. What about the person himself? Who a kafir either? The one who believes that an individual can live, you may not say, you are shaykh, you are wali. It's common in this environment. In another place too. You say, no, you may live for that. Or sometimes people say, hey, that guy, how are you? In the last 20 years, he has not seen the sun. It means in the last 20 years, he was not performing Khamsu Salawat in Jama'ah. It means in the last 20 years, he was not going for Eid. He was not going for Salatul Jum'ah. And what did the Prophet say, alayhi salatu salam, regarding the individual who leaves Salatul Jum'ah 3 times consecutively? He says, I don't have anything to do with that individual. Salatul Jum'ah 3 times. This week, you didn't perform Juma. Next week, you didn't perform Juma. The following week, you didn't perform Juma. He said, I don't have anything to do with you. It means for 20 years, the person did not perform Hajj, did not perform Umrah. They say, no, he has not seen sun for 20 years. So that is what I mean. That person who believes that will make him to be a wali. And the person who thinks that the other person claiming wali is a wali, the two of them are what? This is what this point is talking about. Amongst those who also think they can leave the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad, they are those the ulama refer to as al-maniyun, secularists. You know, in a secular world, I can leave that and leave religion in the mosque. Don't bring it to public place. It's a thing of the heart. Some people say that their heart is clean, so they don't need to perform salah. So we say they are like people who say their teeth is clean, they don't need to brush. And say, Sheikh Ustaz, don't worry, my own teeth is clean, I don't brush. But likewise, those who say their heart is clean and they don't perform and they are worse than that individual. So the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, Man yataqada anna ba'd an-nasi yasa'uhu al-khuruj an shari'ati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam fa huwa kafir. Whoever believes that it is allowed for some people not to follow the Prophet Muhammad, and that it is allowed for them to leave from parts of the Sharia. The person who held that belief and the person regarding whom that belief was held are both knocking the doors of kufr. Just belief, that kind of a thing makes somebody to become a non-Muslim. So what are the evidence? Why do you say that? While some of the evidences might be clear from preceding explanation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us in the Quran, He said to the Prophet Muhammad, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Allah said, You Muhammad, I have not sent you except, this is also figure of umum, everybody, kafatan linnas, I have sent you to the entire people. So if the person says, no, me, it's not permitted for me to follow him, and it is allowed for me to leave something from the Sharia of the Prophet, what does the person say? He says, oh, Allah did not send the Prophet to me, alayhi salam. Allah says, وَمَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّا I have not sent you, O Muhammad, except to the entire people. All human beings, every human being that came or that existed right from the time of the Prophet Muhammad to the time when resurrection will come, the message of the Prophet Muhammad وسلم, is meant for him or her. So if you say you are a lead, and you is not compulsory for you to follow him, alayhi salam, what are you saying? You are saying that verse is not applicable to you. Then there are actually some people who believe like that. There are some Jews and some Muslims followed them in Islamic history. Al-Imam Ahmad al-Shahristani mentioned that in his book Al-Milal wa-Niham. He mentioned a sect. They believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. But they don't believe that he was sent to them. Yes, it's a prophet, but not to us. If people should follow him, but not me. So you see, it's not different from this group of people now. It's not different from those who say they are allowed not to obey some things in the Sharia. Allah said to us in Surah Al-Nisa, says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ I have not sent any prophet, mean Rasulin. There is not a single messenger that Allah sent, illa, except that liyuta'a bi'iznillah, except that he must be obeyed by the power of Allah. Then you say, la yajibu alayka ta'atuhu. It is not compulsory for you to follow Prophet Muhammad. Allah says, may you follow the Ibn Allah. The Prophet has been sent so that you follow him. You say, no, I don't want to follow him. I don't want to follow the Prophet Muhammad. So it is not allowed for any individual to believe that there are people who have reached some spiritual levels and as a result, they have been exempted from following the Prophet Muhammad. They have been exempted from Salah. They have been exempted from Sawm. They have been exempted from Zakat. They have been exempted from Hajj. If you believe like that regarding a person, and that person is actually thinking like that of himself, and is actually like that, that person is knocking the doors of There are things that are also common in the community. You see, they say somebody is a shaykh, and as a result, it is allowed for him to make zina. I've heard of it before, more than 20 years ago, that it happens. They make zina. They now say Ahl al-Sharia. When they say Ahl al-Sharia, they are referring to those who follow the Quran and the Sunnah. They say, Antum Ahl al-Sharia. You are the people of Sharia. Latin whom? Ahl al-Hakiqa. They are the people of reality. There is a disappearance insult in that for the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. He said, you are Ahl al-Sharia. You are the people of legislation. Legislations are meant for you. We are Ahl al-Haqiqa. They are people of what? Reality. What he's saying is that legislations are not a dream. Legislations that we are brought by the Prophet Muhammad, they should not be counted as from what? Reality. So when you graduate, you leave the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. It's really, 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 really dangerous. This idea is very dangerous. And many of the people refer to us as fast, we have it. You see people commit zina, you see people drink alcohol. In the name of shame, when they drink alcohol, they say, oh, it is because they have attained some spiritual elevation. So if you attain it to you, get it. So the murid, their own followers, now follow them to give them jobs, work, mentally, incantations they will recite, so that they can get to that level too. But the murid who believes that it is allowed for his shame to leave the Sharia, and the shame that has actually left the Sharia, both of them have not the dog of So the Sheikh said, مَنِ اتَقَدَ أَنَّ بَعْضَ النَّاسِ لَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ اتِّبَاؤُهُ وَأَنَّهُ يَسَعُهُ الْخُرُوجُ عَنْ شَرِيعَتِهِ يعني عَنْ شَرِيعَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم علماء صفه وقاف. And there is, it's not a matter regarding which there is difference of opinion amongst ulama. And Imam Qadi Iyad rahimahullah, he mentioned that in his book Al-Shifa. Likewise, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in Majmu' al-Fatawa. He says it's ijma'ul ulama. And Imam al-Qurtubi too mentioned it in his tafsir. And Imam al-Shinkiti mentioned it in Abwa'ul al-Bayan. See, Idrash al-Qur'an al-Qur'an. He's in tafsir. Many scholars mention it, that it is a matter of consensus. Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi mentioned it, rahimahullah. That it's a matter of consensus amongst ulama, that anybody who believes that he is not binding on him to follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that person is a kafir. Ulama say another reason why you will understand that that person is a kafir is he has manifested shahada to anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. What is the essence of abduhu wa rasul? What is the essence of Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salam? If you say la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, that's why ulama say at-tawhidu tawhidani. Tawhid has two forms. Tawhid has two forms or categories. The first category of tawhid, tawhidullah bil ibadah, holding or singling out Allah alone for worship. We will not worship anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is tawhid al-ibadah. The second aspect of tawhid, or second category of tawhid, they say it is tawhid al-rasul bil-ittiba, singling out the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam as the person to follow. So la ilaha illallah, they are saying nobody deserves worship except who? Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah, nobody deserves to be followed except who? The Prophet. So when a person believes that it is not, well, I don't need to follow the Prophet Muhammad, I don't need to follow him. Those who follow him are the low people in the realms of spirituality. That belief, and the person believing that a person can attain that category, is an act of kufr. And it is something that will make those people who do that to be in the hell forever. Ulama say because it is part of denying the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Like we mentioned, Al-Imam al-Qurtubi, who read his own nafs, so that we move ahead. Al-Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah said, فَقَدْ حَصَلَ الْعِلْمُ الْقَطْعِيُّ وَالضَّرُورِيُّ. حَصَلَ الْعِلْمُ القطعي والضروري. Clear cut knowledge, القطعي والضروري. What we basically or necessarily know. Clear cut necessary knowledge. Clear cut. There's no doubt regarding it. And then intrinsically necessary in itself. It's clear and impending on us to accept it. So these two things indicate that wajtima'u salaf wal khalaf, and the consensus of the salaf and the khalaf, the early Muslims and those who came after them, ala anna la tariqa, they are agreed that there is no way lima'arifati ahkam Allah ta'ala, to know the rulings of Allah the Exalted, التي هي راجعة إلى أمره, those rulings that are his orders ونهيه and his prohibitions, أحكام الله, the injunctions of Allah, راجعة إلى أمره ونهيه, are just his obligations, those things, his orders, his commands, ونهيه, and the prohibitions he has prohibited us. These are the ahkam, these are the rulings of the Sharia. These two things, وَلَا يُعْرَفُ شَيْءٌ مِّنْهَا, we cannot know anything from the ahkam of Allah, إِلَّا مِنْ جِهَةِ الرَّسُلِ, except through the messengers of Allah, مِنْ مَنْ قَالَ فَمَنْ قَالَ. The Sheikh said, rahimahullah, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi mentioned this in his tafsir. He said, the ijma, clear-cut knowledge, those who came before and came later, all agree that the injunctions of Allah, which imply his obligations and his prohibitions, that we cannot know it, إِلَّا مِنْ جِهَةِ الرَّسُلِ, we cannot know it except through the messengers of Allah. فَمَنْ قَالَ Anybody who believes and says, إِنَّ هُنَاكَ طَرِيقًا, that there is a path, إِنَّ هُنَاكَ طَرِيقًا أُخْرَى, that there is a path, يُعْرَفُ بِهَا أَمْرُهُ وَنَهْيُهُ, through which the commands of Allah and His prohibitions could be known, غَيْرُ الرَّسُلِ, apart from the أَنْبِيَاءَ and the Rasul, help me, respect me, and the Rasul, such that that person will believe that he does not mean a messenger of Allah. No, I don't mean Prophet Muhammad. He could say it or act it. وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَ وَإِلَىٰ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ, when they are told, this is what Allah says, يَسُدُّونَ عَنْكَ سُدُودًا, they will turn away, don't want, give it up. So the Sheikh said, rahimahullah, فَمَنْ قَالَ أَنَّ هُنَاكَ فَرِيقًا أُخْرَى, whoever said that there's another path, يُعْرَفُ بِهَا أَمْرُهُ وَنَهْيُهُ, through which the commands and the prohibitions of Allah could be known, غَيْرُ الرَّسُلِ, different from the Prophet of Allah, حَيْثُ يَسْتَغْنِي عَنِ الرَّسُلِ, such that that person will think that he does not need the messengers of Allah, فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ, that person is a kafir. Find it in Jami al-Ahkam al-Qur'an of al-Imam al-Qurtubi. The Imam al-Shinkiti also mentioned it in Adwa al-Bayan. Others too mentioned it. Sheikh Salim al-Hilali mentioned it in Sahih al-Anbar. And many others could have this statement. Whoever thinks that we don't need to ask the Prophet, we want to know something, we don't need to refer to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know it, neither do we need to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for who are kafirun? Ulama say such an individual is a kafir. So the Sheikh said, rahimahullah, man itaqada anna ba'd al-naas la yajibu alayhi ittiba'uhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa annahu yata'uhu al-khuruj an shari'ati Muhammadin fa huwa kafir. Anybody who thinks that there is a person who does not need to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for whom it is allowed to drop aspects of the Sharia. Sometimes you will see some people falling into error. by way of considering things Allah has prohibited, considering it obligation, something Allah has prohibited, or considering it allowed. And those who could inform them and make them understand that are around. He said, they use them and say, oh, those people are awali. Those people are awali. That statement, wali, is an Arabic word. Is it not? And what they mean by that is wali Allah, the friend of Allah. Allah has friends. Allah has awliya amongst man. Yes, that is amongst human beings. There is wilaya. That is, Allah has friendship. And this attribute is authentic, attributing it to Allah. That can Allah have a friend? Yes, Allah has friends. But he told us who are his awliya. It's like somebody saying, claiming that he's a commissioner. If somebody comes and tells us, hey brother, he is now commissioner of social services. And all the ministries, for example, are under him. He's the one, you know, employing people and all that. Anybody who wants a job under government of so, bring 20,000 naira to me or to him. So he begins to collect the money. He begins to collect the money. You know that it's a fraud. You know how and why? Because the government, the state governor, or whomever, has appointed commissioner. So for us to know whether he's telling the truth or lie, we just go and check the list of commissioner. Is it not? So if the person says he's a friend of Allah, what do we need to do? We need to check the book of Allah to know who does Allah say I am friend of. Is it not? Allah told us, if you want to be my friend, you must be like this. So if the person says I'm the friend of Allah, it's simple. We just need to go back to the Quran and check who are those that Allah calls his friend. Allah told us in the Quran, if Allah listen or hear, pay attention. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The friends of Allah la khawfun alayhim, they don't have any cause to fear at all. Wa la hum yahzanun, neither did they have any cause to grief. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah explained, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. La khawfun alayhim, when they die, where they are going, akhirah, la khawfun alayhim, they don't need to fear. Wa la hum yahzanun, when they are in the grave, they should not be scared of what will happen to their children and their wives. La khawfun alayhim, that is, they should not be afraid of what they say. Wallahum yahzanun, they should not be sad about what they left there behind. Allah now told us about them. He says, Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They are those who believe in me, wa kanu yattaqun. They do what I command and they abstain from what I prohibit. My friends, they are those, Allah says, إن أولياء الله the friends of Allah لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. They are those who believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى وكانوا يتقون. And when they live on the earth يتقون, they are متقون. The meaning of taqwa is to look for something to protect yourself lexically. Taqwa means seeking a protection. Somebody wants to stain you something, you block yourself with it. Or somebody wants to bring you into trouble, you protect yourself. So a taqwa is what you do to protect yourself from the fire of Allah. That is the meaning of taqwa shara. So what are those things? For you to act upon his command and run away from what he said. Okay. We now have somebody who tells us that he's a wali of Allah. And Allah has told us, wala taqrabu zina. Don't go near zina. Ulama say, he didn't say don't do zina. Say don't near it. When people near it, nearing zina itself is a sin. Mirroring zina is a sin. The muqaddimat, the precedence of zina are sins. Like a man shaking a woman. Like a man looking at the picture of a woman that is not his mahram or wife. It's common now. This one on the net, Facebook, Twitter, all social environments. They were looking at the girl. You see some brother's right comments. Haram. Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. Somebody asked him, are the rulings the same? When a man is looking at a woman that is not from him, not his wife, not his sister, not his mother, even though al-Imam Zuhri rahimahullah, he said, don't look at your daughters, your sisters, your mother in such a way that you look at your wife. Don't look at your sister the way you look at your wife. So what about when you look at other women like that? It is part of Qurbu Zina or Qurbu Zina. And Allah has created Wala Taqrabu Zina. Some young brothers, when they get married, they carry their wife to their ustaz. Ustaz, I want to show you my wife. What is that? I want you to see her. I want you to see my wife. For what? For what? You have not gone like the shehu, but you are cleaner. You are coming here. Because what good is, when they marry, they take their wife to shehu for blessing out of the villa. That's what they say. So if Allah says, Pastor Krabu Zina, don't go near Zina. And then people look at the pictures of women. These days, look at, if you even dream on, they are all filled up now with pictures of women. And we don't pay attention. Many don't pay attention. Don't take pleasure in looking at them and say, oh, I'm looking at advertisement. Shaitan is playing with your senses. Lower your gaze too. Lower it. So, if somebody wants to be a friend of Allah, he'll be lowering his gaze. He will not be the one to look at those. Is an undergraduate, yes, just move around on the campus, you will avoid it. It's looking the other way. Actually, a brother once said to me, Ustaz, sometimes when you look away, where you take your eyes to, it's another one that you say, take it away again. You say, you take it away again, you see another one, you say, take it away again. And I tell you, each time you take it away, two things will happen to you. You will find your heart getting stronger in iman. Because you'll be seeing that you are now gradually being able to control your mind and your desire. That's the first thing you get. The second thing you get is that, my brother, wallahi, if you do it for the sake of Allah, Allah will reward you. It's a lot of patience. So be an undergraduate now. You need a lot of patience. Or overgraduate. None of us running postgraduate degrees and all that. They come there too. In fact, you may be embarrassed that it is a lecturer that may even be doing that. They call it name, they say show skin. Oh. So when you do that, be careful. Keep away and be patient with your condition. Part of patience is patience away from evil. Patience away from evil. And all of the patience put together, what did Allah say we do? وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. That patience you are exercising, Allah will reward you for it with what? Jannah. So if a person says it's a wali, the point of reference, ikhwan, is that he must be obeying the instructions of Allah and keeping away from the prohibitions of Allah. If he's not doing that and he tells us, Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in Majmu' al-Fatawa and Al-Furqan, he was explaining that some of the reasons why some people believe in some people that you can leave something is that maybe they saw the shade walking in the air. He comes now, he wants to sit here that I'm sitting. And then he walks on the head without touching any person's head. He walks in the air. And he comes and says, and then lands and says, it's star. People say, Allah, what's for now? You saw him here in Nigeria today. And he tells you that in another 5 minutes, he's going to be in Arafah. And you don't see him. What happened? Or you saw him walking on the water. Not like the pastor who tried to do that and fell into the river. It happened recently. A pastor said he wants to walk on the sea. You know, I think somewhere in Luke, they tell you somebody, if you truly believe in Jesus, the scorpion will not bite you, the snake will not bite you, and you can walk on the sea and you will not be drowned. So the man went on the river. He fell into the river. So let's assume that somebody can do that. He walks on the river. And the Muridi are saying, La ilaha illallah, Allah, we lie and you're shouting. And the next thing you see is that the help as he's walking, there's a lady who changed. He wants to show you that he is the Wali of Allah. Sheikh Islam Nutemi Asad Rahimahullah, these are the reasons why some weak-minded people believe that these people have high levels of their spirituality. That is not an indication of the friendship with Allah. That a person is able to walk in the air, or that he urinates into his head that too. You say, why say we are traveling? The petrol is not finished. It is even wrong. Say we are traveling, he can't wear his cap. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa al-faqr. Say we are traveling, he can't wear his cap. Until the car is fueled, but exhausted. Or he's using a car that does not have a fuel indicator. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa al-faqr. So, on the road, the fuel got exhausted. So the extent that Shehu too came out of the car. And they couldn't find the filling station except that in some narration they say he urinated into the car. In some they say he said they should pour water into the car. And then they kicked the car and the car started moving. Things like this are usually lying. But let us imagine that it is true. It happened. Does this mean that this Shehu is a wali of Allah? Wallahi does not mean so. Why? Because Allah says his friends are those who do what? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah says my friends, my walis are those who believe in me wa kanu yattaqun. What I do other than they follow it, and what I prohibit them, they abstain from it. There are two popular evidences they show these. They rely on those two things a lot, they say, are the reasons why they leave aspects of the Sharia. The first and the most popular was what this Sheikh mentioned to us. He says, كَمَا وَطِعَ الْحِجْرَ الْخُرُوجُ عَنْ شَرِيْئَةِ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. Whoever believes, they say, Khidr عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. The most correct thing is that Khidr was not a wali. Khidr was a Nabi. Khidr alayhi salam or Khadir, Khadir or Khidr was a Nabi of Allah. He received wahy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will remember in Ka'af, he told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, ma fa'altu dhalika an amri. What did he say? Ma fa'altuhu an amri. All of what I am doing, I'm not doing it out of my own reason, my own volition. That is, he was receiving revelation from Allah subhanahu. Allah said again, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمَ أُلَمَاتِ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا نُبُوَّةً. Because this word Rahma, Allah uses this in the Quran to show prophethood. أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ يعني أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ نُبُوَّةَ رَبِّكَ Are they the ones who determine who becomes a prophet of Allah? And Imam Shinkiti mentioned it in Adwa al-Bayan. The Rahma could imply messengership. So he brought verses of the Quran to indicate that in the Quran, Allah said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talked about the Quran, he says, Rahmatan min Rabbik. So that Rahma is Nubuwa. So when Allah says, Aataynahu Rahmatan, yani Aataynahu Nubuwa min Indina, wa allamnahu min ladunna ilman tu. Allah uses this in the Quran to indicate prophethood. There are verses in Surah Al-Hud and in other places in the Quran where Allah used the word ilm, knowledge, to indicate, he said, gave some people knowledge of a particular thing, which would indicate that what Allah is referring to is prophecy. So let's take this basic point. Hidru alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say, Hidru alayhi salam was not following the nubuwa of Musa alayhi salam, was not following the sharia of Musa alayhi salam. So please, he didn't follow the sharia of Musa. They did not hold him that Hidr was a wali. So if Hidr was a wali, Musa was a rasul, and it was allowed for Hidr not to obey Musa alayhi salam, then it is allowed for them not to obey the Prophet Muhammad. We know the story between Musa and Khidr. Very lengthy hadith in Sahih Bukhari. And Allah told us about it also in the Quran. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was giving his people more evil one day. They started to shed tears. As he turned to go, somebody came to him and asked him, Man a'lamu khalqillah? Leo, who is the most knowledgeable person on the earth today? Musa alayhi salam said, Anna, I am. Ulama said, why was it that Allah now wanted to show Musa alayhi salam that there was somebody on the earth at the time more knowledgeable than Musa alayhi salam? They say because in such circumstance, he was supposed to say, Allahu a'lam, Allah knows best. But to my own knowledge, I am the one. And of course, he was. Because he is the Rasul at the time. He was the one receiving revelation from Allah. So he had just said what he knew, which was correct. Harun alayhi salam was on the earth. If he had any issues, he came to Musa alayhi salam. Allah made Musa to lead Harun. Yusha was around. Although some say it was after the demise of Nabi Musa that Yusha was made a prophet, in any case, Harun was there. He was following Musa alayhi salam. He was also a Rasul of Musa alayhi salam. But Musa was higher because he is from Ulul Azm min al-Rusul, while Harun was not. So Harun was following the messengership of Musa alayhi salam. So Allah wanted to teach Musa alayhi salam, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is somebody on the earth more knowledgeable than you. So Allah told him how you will search and get Khidr. We know the story is in the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf. The point of reference in it, Ikhwan, is that Khidr was doing something when after he met Musa alayhi salam, they introduced themselves, who are you? Musa alayhi salam said to him, when Musa alayhi salam saw Khidr, maybe I should mention these two. He met Khidr on a musalla, on a plain mat, so to speak, which was green. And he sat on it, and he wrapped his head. He was sitting wrapping his head with something greenish. And that's why when you see those Sufi malams, they have a muffler, they tie on their neck. It is because they read about it from Khidr. I remember when I was younger than this, we were told in, early secondary school or late primary school, we did a muffler stitch, and we were weaving the muffler. I remember somebody told me that I should make it with color green. It is not that I understand why he wanted Kologin, because that person is among the Sufi Marans at the time. So Khidr was covering his head with that thing. When Musa met him, alayhi salatu salam, near the river where Allah said he will meet him, he said, Taslim to him. So why is he saying, he said, who are you? He says, Musa Bani Israel. We'll come back to this point. And the issue there is that Musa was telling Khidr that he is what? Musa Bani Israel. Meaning Musa sent to Bani Israel. Not to you. Allah did not send Musa to Khidr. So if Khidr, like Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, if Khidr was contradicting the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, that was because Allah did not send Musa to who? To Khidr. Musa was a Rasul on his own, and Khidr was at least a Nabi on his own. Yes, there are ulama who said Khidr was also a Rasul, Allahu A'lam. But they all, most of them say, the Jumhur say, that Khidr was a Nabi, so a Nabi was following the Sharia of the Prophet. And then Harun, Musa alayhi salatu salam, was sent to Bani Israel. Musa was sent to Bani Israel. He was not sent to Khidr. But if you want to use that as evidence, you say no, it's not allowed. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to you. Ya ayyuhan nas, inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, all mankind. I am a messenger of Allah to all of you. But Musa alayhi salam was not a messenger to who? To Khidr. So if Khidr was contradicting the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, it could do that because Musa was not sent to Khidr. But you cannot contradict the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, because the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to who? To you. So although the ulama say even what Khidr was doing alayhi salam, we are not contradictions to the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. That was why when Khidr explained every point, everything he did to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Musa accepted. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, he accepted. Because they do not contradict his Sharia. But when he saw Khidr doing, Khidr had the knowledge of what Musa did not have. Some boys were going on ferrying people on the boat. So Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam came on the boat. And as is contained in the hadith, they took them for free. Free. They took Musa and her and Khidr for free. Later on, Khidr brought out an ass and started to ask the boat. Musa alayhi salam was wondering, why do you ask a boat? You stole the boat, and afterwards you have not collected any money from us. That was the contradiction of Musa for who? Khidr alayhi salam. But when Khidr explained to him alayhi salatu wasalam that I did that so that they says Allah says that it's a malik, ya khuzu kulla safinatin ghazba, there is a king after here. He is going to seal these boats. So, فَأَرَتُ عَلَىٰهِمَهَا, and I want to spoil the boat, so that when he seals the boat, he will not like the boat. The ulama say this is الْإِخْتِيَارُ بَيْنَ الشَّرَّيْنِ تَعَارُدْ بَيْنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. In this case, there is تَعَارُدْ بَيْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Two negative things. Instead of the boys to completely lose the boat and have the boat but with some defect on it, which one was better? It was better for them to have the boat while it was defective than for them to have the boat than for them to completely lose the boat. So ulama say even though it appeared as if Musa alayhi salam contradicted Khidr, he was doing so because he didn't know what Khidr knew about the circumstance. And that in the long run, it does not contradict the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, neither did it even contradict the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. The case of the young small boy, Ghulam al-Zakiyya, alive, a young innocent boy. He was looking innocent. Ulama say Musa was not wrong when he referred to that boy as Zakiya, because the boy looked innocent. Although he wasn't innocent. That boy, the parents loved him so much, and they would get into fitna and kufr if he were alive. So he will kill the boy. Musa alayhi salam was asking, Akotelta Nafsan, the key is the rare Nafsan. Are you killing an innocent soul? Not in the case of revenge. You are not revenge. The boy did not kill anyone. Why are you killing the boy? Laqad ji'ta shay'an nukra. You have done something that is reprehensible. At the end of the day, Khidr alayhi salam explained to Musa, he knew about that boy what Nabi Musa alayhi salam did not know. That this boy is a sabab of the fitna of the parents, both parents. Both of them become non-Muslims as a result of this small boy. That was why one of the Tabi'un, who was a Mu'tazili, asked Ibn Abbas, can he act upon it if he sees a young boy or somebody? Can he just kill them like that? Ibn Abbas said, if you knew or if you know what Khidr knew, Khidr, Allah made him to know that the parents will become kuffar later. And that knowledge was certain because it is wahyu from Allah. So if you know certainly, and nobody can say that, if you say that, that is Rajul bin Ghaib. You are talking about the unseen. If you say this boy or this girl will certainly lead the parents to kufr, we say, how do you know? You can't say that for certain. So Ibn Abbas told that man, if you know what he will do, then you can go on. But if you don't know what he will do, then he's not hold back. But it is different for you. Likewise, in the third case, they met a wall, and the wall was falling. And that was in the town they had sought to be entertained as visitors. Ikhwan, let's make a point of reference here. It is obligatory for you to entertain your visitors. If you have a visitor, somebody comes to visit you, that first night it is compulsory for you to visit. There are a hadith that shows that if you refuse to entertain your visitor will take away from you what is sufficient for his entertainment. If it is 100 naira that food and water and other care that you should give to him, if he sees 100 naira for you, grab you, take the 100 naira and go away. There are hadiths about these matters. That was why Musa alayhi salam was not pleased that those people, even after they asked them, and you by Yefuhuma, the two of them asked, take care of us. They said, no, we will not take care of you. Musa was annoyed. And he has a right to be annoyed because as visitors, they have a right to be entertained. So if your visitor comes and you refuse to entertain him, and he says, I'm annoyed with you, don't say, I want to give you my food. I want to give you my money. You want to sleep in my house. And then you are annoyed, he has a right to be annoyed. Like Musa alayhi salam had a right to be annoyed. Khidr alayhi salam, he knew وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزُ لَهُمَا. Under that building comes the وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. The father of those children, those two orphans, were, the father was a scholar. وَتَحْتَهُ كَنْزُ لَهُمَا. There were stockpiles of books. The Abbas rahimahullah, he said كَنْزُ لَهُمَا, were books. When their father died, he was a scholar. He dug the ground and packed books under the house, that when my children go out, they will read these books and become scholars too. This hadith, ulama says, Masroor Hukman, that what was under the house comes in, this comes, the meaning of comes is treasure, basically. The what is referred to here was books for his children. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. So Khidr said, let us build it. Musa said, if you want to build it, me, I will take money. Why? Because in the first place, he has the right to be entertained as a visitor. And in the second place, he has a right, of course, if he is building the house, to be paid for the job. So it's all about the reputation, so to speak, the contradiction of Khidr in Musa alayhi salam. We are not even a man from the Sharia of Musa. The problem was in how they valued the matter because of the different kinds of information that Musa had and the kind of information that Khidr had. That was why they viewed the matter differently. But after Khidr alayhi salam explained to Musa alayhi salam, they agreed. They came to consensus that yes, it was allowed for Khidr to have done what he did. And those things were not actual contradictions of the Sharia of Musa, neither are they even contradictions of the Sharia of who? The Prophet Muhammad. So that will not be evidence for one Sufi to sit down somewhere and say that he may not pray, he may not perform zakat, using Khidr as an example. It is not a good example to use, and there are no such examples. The second evidence they quote, they say Allah said in the Quran that وَعَبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَعْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, that the yaqeen is the knowledge they have, that وَعَبُدُ رَبَّكَ, worship your Lord, حَتَّى هُنَا means إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَعْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, yani until up to the time that reality, purity will be clear to you. When they claim reality, that they have had the knowledge of reality, they say, so Ibadah is not obligatory for them. Ulama say this verse was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. So we ask you a question. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reach that yaqeen? Did the Prophet reach the yaqeen? He said, yes, he reached the yaqeen. When he reached the yaqeen, was he praying? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was still praying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died after Salatul Subhi. And even during the Salah, he was looking at the companions and he was happy. He was performing all the Salah, even during his illness. Ali ibn Abi Talib and Abbas, his uncle, they will help him, they will hold him in his hands and bring him to the masjid and sit him near Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will stand up leading the Salah, following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the people will be following the Salah of Abu Bakr. It was like this until the Prophet died alayhi salatu wa sallam. He never stopped praying and he saw yaqeen. And Allah said he must continue to worship Allah until he sees yaqeen. The question back is, what is that yaqeen? Ulama say, mouth, death. So that verse will mean, وَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينُ, will mean, worship your Lord until you die. So there is no hiding place. So the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, مَنْ اِتَقَدَ أَنَّ بَعْضَ النَّاسِ يَسْتَعُهُ أَوْ لَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ اتِّبَاعُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنَّهُ يَسْتَعُهُ الْخُرُوجُ عَنْ شَرِيعَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Whoever believes that a particular individual, it is not obligatory for that individual to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that it is allowed for that individual to abandon the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama wasi'a al-khidra, as it was al-khidra, as it was allowed for Khidr al-khuruj an Shari'ati Musa alayhi salam, as it was allowed for Khidr to contradict and not follow the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, for who are kafir. Any person who believes that is a kafir, and the individual regarding whom that is believed is also a kafir. And like we explained, let's not be deceived by the shehu was walking on the river, the shehu was walking on the sea, the shehu was moving in the sky, the shehu woke up on dead body. Those are not the indices to know the strength of Allah. Allah clearly stated how we can know the strength. It says Allah, إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on all articles the Muslim must believe in, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and whatever Allah orders them they follow, whatever Allah prohibits them they abstain. These are the awliya of Allah. These are the true friends of Allah. These awliya, they now have what ulama refer to as what? Karamat. Since by which Allah honors them. Things by which Allah honors them. Maybe he wants that thing to happen so that it should be like giving, raising the religion. I give you an example. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in Al-Furqan bayna awliya al-Rahman wa awliya al-Shaytan. He also mentioned it in Al-Nubuwwah. He said he had an incident with some Sufi sheikhs in his time. Those people, they have the ability to enter into the fire. Fire. They set up a fire. They want to show people that they are wali. So they set up a burning fire, flame. And they walk inside it. And the people will shout, Allah, as we know today, the Buddha will be shouting. And the Shaykh will be walking in the way, in the fire. And people say, Allah, Akbar, Allah. Nikaria said he was explaining to the people that they are right. And they are seeking the help of Shayateen to achieve that. So the matter went to government. You know, at the time, government is ever interested in what the scholars are saying. They want to hear from them. They want to listen to them. They want to take advices from them. And they want to know who are those who are rightly guiding the people to the right thing. And who are those who guide the people to wrongness. So government invited both parties. After the first meeting, they said, they want to show that they are awliya, they will show the people that are upon truth. The Sheikh said, no, you are upon a line. Just as it was the case with Musa alayhi salam and Firaun. They chose a day in the stadium. Everybody will come. Ibn Taymiyyah said, I assure you, if you come, this time the fire will burn you. Ibn Taymiyyah told him, he said, and I told them that I will walk in the fire and the fire will not burn me. He said, but before I told them that I have buried Allah, Allah don't disgrace me. Because inna rabbaka fa'alun lima yurid. That is the difference between the person of Iman and the deceptive people. The person of Iman will know Allah and he will know his limits, my Lord. And the other one too. Zakaria inside was cut off. Allah was looking at him. Did he have the power to hold on the knife from the person cutting off the head of the Nabi? وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَا بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. That was the job of Bani Israel. They killed the Anbiya. That's why they are Maghdub alayhi, those upon whom Allah's curse is upon. They killed the Anbiya. بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. So if Allah saw the Nabi being killed, he didn't stop it. Don't say, why are they killing those scholars? They don't have mankind to stop it. Nabi Anbiya, they are killed. How do you see that? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his frontal tooth was broken during battle. He's a human being. Allah wants it to happen like that. Because Allah does with his slaves what he likes. And Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah mentioned one of the scholars. In his time, he was mentioned as Sibawayh Zaman. In his time is Sibawayh, the greatest scholar of Arabic grammar. He said this scholar, he had a lip that was so expensive that his saliva were dropping from his mouth. So when he goes to his gathering, he ties a top to his neck that collects the saliva. And when the pot is full up, he pours the saliva and hangs the pot again. This is what your Lord does. Inna rabbaka fa'alun lima yurid. Allah does what he likes. Anbiya, what did he say alayhi salatu wa salam? Inna shadda an-nasi bala'an al-anbiya. Inna shadda an-nasi bala'un al-anbiya. those that they are not severely tried, they are the Anbiya. Falamsal walamsal. Then they will follow them. Then they will follow them. Meaning, the closer you are to Allah, the more you return. If you tell me I said, I was begging Allah, Allah, don't disgrace me. I don't want anybody but you. Don't disgrace me today. So they made the fire. He said, but to spoil the sihr of those Sayyushahu, he was reciting Ayat al-Kursi. He said, so when the fire was burning, one of them was walking near the fire. But I think the heat of the fire touched him. He knew that fire would be like this in the burning today. Because they were also afraid of the Imam Rahimahullah, that this guy would spoil our sihr. He said, they did not call me to enter the fire before they came back and started mentioning words to the ears of the Amir that, please, let's stop this fire today. He said, he now started insisting, no, you must enter the fire. If you are starting, no, even if you must enter the fire. He said, no, we will not enter today. He said, no, you must enter. The question is, if they had entered and it did not burn them, does it still mean that they are awliya of Allah? No. He said, no. He said, why? He said, because Allah has stated the condition. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun allatheena amanu wa kanu yattaqun. So the way to know the wali of Allah is that the belief of that person must be correct. And then his worship too must be what? Correct. That's wali. Whether he told you that he will enter the fire or not, whether fire burned him or not, whether somebody shot him and the gun reached him or not, those are not the indices. If they shoot him, he will go enter his body. Nawali. No, he doesn't mean prophet of Allah were killed. The prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured. He too ran away. They wanted to kill him. When the prophet went to battle, ulama said he had two big farah that he wear. Helmet, two. The prophet Muhammad, he wore two helmets. He didn't know what he saw. Others come to the battlefield. But he said, don't worry, all this today, they're enough. Only me. You die. And people start to say, Allah, 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 Allah. So don't say, these are fine. You don't have mankind. That's why, no, Allah has what he does. Allah, all I want is to worship him and beg him to use us as good examples. We are his slaves. Our head, our nasiyat nabiyyik, our head are in your hands. Adlun fina hukmuk, your ruling sonos, we are fair. Please, don't do as you wish with us. Don't disgrace us. The prophet himself was praying before the day of battle. And on the day of battle, he was begging Allah to the extent that his clothes were falling from his body. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq went and held the clothes and placed it back. Say, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's enough, go. Your Lord will answer your prayer, so let me beg him. 313 verse 1000. He was telling Allah, oh Allah, if these people are destroyed, who will worship you? If you allow these 313 to be destroyed, who will worship you? He was begging Allah, hoping in him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't say, oh, don't ask us. In the real mentality, that is why Allah gave what he has. And we are his slaves. The master got what he likes with his slaves. So we're begging him, Allah protect us. Allah make things easy for us. Allah. But if he gave us what he teach, he tries his slaves. I will be taken also hoping to be rewarded for that. Which creature has been tested when Ibrahim was tested? Alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim had his wife who bore a child for him, Ismail, Hajar. He went and placed her in Makkah. Nobody was there, nothing, no child, nobody. Allah said, go back. He went. You don't know it's a trial. Nobody was there, you keep your wife and child. And you went away in a desert, in a valley, without water or food. No single plant grew there at the time. And when he was crying, he couldn't look back. You know, parents. He said, parents, you know what I'm talking about. You went for one thing, where did you leave us here? He couldn't answer. He asked, is this Allah that said you should leave us here? He said, yes. Oh, Allah. Allah said you should leave us here. He said, care of us. He went away. When he was at the outskirts, he now climbed the rock and begged Allah, these people have left you, take care. He showed someone. So there, how is the place? So the servants of Allah face a lot of trials. The companions, how much trials did they face? So must always be patient. As servant, Allah ibala. Always be patient. So when people see somebody, ah, this person is in particular condition, it's not because he's not worshipping Allah. He himself from caution, so that mustal qawma qawfum mithluhu wa tilka al-ayyam yudawiluha bayna al-nas wa liyalamallahu. Allah says, "Iyam tasun kahu." If something you dislike happens to you, because masal kauma parhum misnuhu, something like that had happened to those people too. Tilkal ayam, those are the days. You don't really have any nas. We change it among the people. So today we give you this. The other day we give you something to say. You should be patient. So being a wali. The person has to just have iman and taqwa. It is not because he could fly in the sky, he has a car that has wings. That is not the threat, it's not what makes somebody a wali. What makes somebody a wali is what Allah has said. Allah, inna awliya Allahi, la khawfun alayhi, wa la hum yahzarun, alladheena amanu, wa kanu yattaqun. This point, I think, is very clear. We should not think that anybody has a right to leave the Sharia of Islam. We should not think that anybody has a right not to follow the Prophet Muhammad. So that's why I say some people should not say, we are not Ahlul Sunnah. So Ahlul, what will you be? Ahlul Sunnah, the followers of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. If you say you are not Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul what? Ahlul what will you be? Ahlul Ahlam? The followers of desire? Every Muslim should be Ahlul Sunnah. The Prophet came with the Sunnah. What the Prophet came with is the Sunnah. So don't say, yeah, I'm not Ahlul Sunnah. You are. You only don't know that you are. You are Ahlul Sunnah. If you are not Ahlul Sunnah, you cannot be a Muslim. You cannot be a Muslim correctly. You are Islam, we have a Ujajat. And Allah says this story in Sirat al-Mustaqim. Straight path. You see, Islam will be like this. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to retain us upon the path of truth. We'll stop here, inshallah, and we'll take the last point in the next class. Al-i'radu an deenillahi. We'll take it kufr al-i'rad. Allah protect us. Inshallah. We try to give responses to the questions we have. Some of them may also say they believe in the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they follow the madhab of Siddur. Is it also right? There is no difference between madhab and Sharia. Madhab means a path. Lines of action. Sharia means also a path. So when you are upon the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Between you and Khidr, because the Sharia of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has abrogated any other Sharia before him. So there is no issue of following the Sharia, dividing it. You are upon the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the madhab of Khidrullah. Once you affirm being upon the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are upon his madhab, you are upon his sunnah. You don't need Khidr again. If Khidr were alive, he would have followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet said, if Musa were alive, he would have followed my Sharia. So no other Sharia is allowed to be followed or madhab after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. every human being must follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So that assumption is wrong itself. So I won't marry the daughter of a man who wants mother divorce before marrying one's father and to whom the first child of the family. Actually, this question is not clear. Can one marry a daughter of a man, one's mother divorce, your mother divorce, got separated, you say. A woman does not divorce a man. A woman may get separated from a man. She cannot divorce a man in the Sharia. The right of divorce is with the man, not the woman. What the woman can do is to seek for full separation. And it is the man that will grant it to her. So whether you talk of talaq or you talk of khul'u, in both cases, the power belongs to the man within the limits of the Sharia. And when he refuses to advocate as apostate, we know the apostate seems to be. So we're talking about marrying the daughter of a man. A man has a daughter, and that man has been married to your mother. I think that is the issue. A man has a daughter, and the man has been married to the brother's mother. Can that brother marry the daughter of that man? A man has been married. I just want to give myself a good example. Now they are coming. Can we also beg Allah to do miracles? No, we can't do miracles. Miracles are meant for anbiya and rasul. What can happen to a mu'min are karamat? If Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah had gone into the fire on that day and the fire did not burn him, he came out, it would have been what? Karama for him. Karamatun or karamat. It would have been karama. And there is a lot of karama. Ikhwa, there is a lot of karama. Karama for the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Karama for tabi'in. Karama. Even today, many of our scholars witness karama. But not the difference. When they, Allah gives them a karama, they thank him. Alhamdulillah. Allah, I thank you. But don't say, when they get a karama, when they get khurafa from a shaitan, he deceives them. Yatakabbaru, you are now showing. You people see? But brothers, they know Allah gave it to them. يَتَذَلَّلُونَ لَهُ وَهَوْلَا يَتَكَبَّرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَفُسِهِ. May Allah protect us. So there is no miracle. What we have are what? Karama. Alayka salam. One of the principles of there is no doubt that signs occur. They gave out a baby, they wrote La ilaha illallah on the hand. It can happen, it may be a lie. But let's take it by say true. that these things are true. They gave us a baby. One said he brought the Quran. From inside the womb. Different things. Allahu Akbar. Here are the two. They said one time that one of those goes like this. Wow, the guy saw Allah there. True or false? The first thing is that those things don't mean anything to the believer. Because when those things occur, what if he broke and showed Jesus? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did he do? So those things don't show anything. Recently, it was said that in Kaduna, if you know Bauchi's Mosque, if you know Bauchi's Mosque in Tuluwada, they don't reduce the mosque. The mosque was built in less than 6 months. Big mosque inside Tuluwada. They said the Shehu was showing on the mirror of the window of the mosque. Shehu Ibrahim Mia was showing, was there. So people crowded there. Let's take this one as an example. So what? Shehu Ibrahim Mia that had died. One shaitan, because the hadith is authentic. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Sahih Muslim, at the beginning of time, إِجْمَعَ عَلِي فَكَبْرَعَانِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَمَثَلُ بِي Whoever has seen me has seen me, because the shaitan cannot take my appearance. It means shayateen can take the appearance of Jesus. So shayateen takes the appearance of Shehu and appear on the glass. People started snapping the picture. Shehu has appeared. Somebody told me he appeared in Lagos too. Somebody told me let him appear in Aleppo over here. He doesn't do anything. Does it not mean we should worship Shehu? No! No! Don't forget, the wali, the awliya of Allah are not the followers of Shehu. We know the conditions for wilaya. Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They believe in Allah, they obey the injunctions of Allah, they abstain from the prohibitions of Allah. These are the concerns of sincere Muslims, sensible people. Knowledge-based people. These are their concerns. How to protect their iman, obey Allah when He commands them, and abstain from the things that Allah prohibits them. That's how. Shehu appear here. If the Shehu appears here now, He doesn't do anything. Maybe we recite Ayat al-Kursi, so that if it is a jinn, it will run away. But I'm sure they will not come here. If the jinn will run away, if it is not a jinn, maybe one picture has been there. But let's imagine that a jinn is there. I'm saying, go a jinn, go a jinn, go. When we finish, we stand up with Papa Abu, you go away, you remain there. If we have a tent where we want to perform Salah, we tent the head so that you not be disturbing those performing Salah. And so that we will be following the hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any picture you see, make sure you deface that picture before you leave the picture. So I will see if I will deface it. All those things don't do anything. We hear that the Muslims will go and then they begin to rub their bodies on their head and all this. We discussed some of these things when we are discussing issues of tawassul. I think in the second or third point, lucky. Some of those things are wrong. You rub the body of a rock. What will the rock do to you? Even the Kaaba, it is not sunnah to touch any part of it, except the part that the Sharia allows us to touch. Kaaba. Kaaba. Inna awwala baytin wudiya linnasi lallati bi baka. The first house on the earth where Allah's worship was Kaaba, built by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. One day we'll round up with this hadith. Umar radiallahu anhu is one of the companions we are making tawaf. That companion, you know Hijr Ismail. That small white ass you see there, they call it Hijr Ismail. Part of it still falls into the Kaaba. One of the companions was touching faces. So Umar thought to say, look here, did you not perform tawaf with the Prophet Muhammad? Yes, I did. Did you see him touch any other thing apart from Ruknul Yamani? He said, no. So why are you touching any other place on the Kaaba? Kaaba. He said, did you see him touching any other place? And the camera said, no. So why are you touching any other place? Why are you touching any other place? So not on top of one stone that I saw where somebody begins to rub his face and alibarika. No. You will get alibarika al-lazina amanu wa kanu yattaqu. If you better your iman, abstain from what Allah prohibits and stick to what Allah commands you, you will get barakat of Allah. On this earth and on the day of Qiyamah. La khawfun alayhim, Allahum yahdan. But that one walk up somewhere, one plant, grew up somewhere, you begin to rub your body, those things will not bring barakat to you. They will rather bring darakat to you. They will not bring barakat, blessing. They will bring darakat, no worry. They will bring you down. Down the grave. May Allah protect us from that. This thing is common in Yoruba land. Let me say, a brother in Imami and a sister in Oshogbo were connected through a known person. The third brother walked on Monday to Saturday and had no time to meet the sister genetically. The sister cannot go to his house. Please advise how the two can arrange to meet. The man should go and meet, go and see that girl in the house of Hawani. When you want to marry the girl, the man from whom you will marry her, go and see him. She will be in his house. She will open her face if she's a very sister and her son. You will see there, that is the way to see phonetically. If you say you don't have time, the day you want to marry her, will you have time? I think it's taking issues of marriage with levity. You want to marry a woman that will live with you the rest of your life. You say you don't have time. You are working Monday to Saturday. Go on Sunday. You buy it? They are just excuses. People say that a lot. But people can say, can she come on camera, internet camera, go and see the girl's father. Go and see the girl's father. In the north, and I really like the north about this, you cannot even say to a girl, I love you, until you are gone to see her father. Although even the internet and the phones are breaking down barriers now, people start talking to people's daughters without having connection with the parents first. Even in the north, these days, you see young boys start talking to young girls before they meet the parents. In the north, it's still available now. Before you talk to a girl, you first of all go and meet her father, Baba. Please, I want to talk to your daughter. He says, okay, go and talk to her. If you want to see her, you see her. Even if she's very, it's the way the Sharia encourages us, encourages. It is when all these things are not possible, completely possible. That is when you start thinking about what to do. Also within the limits of the Sharia. Most of these questions are issues of we could answer on the day of general questions. May Allah reward the abundance. Please, the Sufi people are attacking Sunni. The Ahl Sunnah is not stated in the Quran. They are saying that the word Ahl Sunnah does not occur in the Quran. So it's a simple question. Does the word Sufi occur in the Quran? They say, Prophet Ibrahim al-Musa, any person who gives evidence to this is a jahil. Because Prophet Ibrahim al-Musa is talking about so many pages, leaflets of Musa and Ibrahim, not Sufi. There is such a, not Sufi. So don't say Sufi, Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Sufi. He was a mu'min, hanif and muslima. So, but the word Ahl Sunnah and related words occur in the books of Hadith from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. And there are statements from the Prophet that say, those upon what I am upon, ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi. And he says, alaykum bi sunnati. Don't even put that one. Alaykum bi sunnati. Hold on, stick to my sunnah. So someone who sticks to a thing can be called the people of that thing. The Prophet said, Alaykum bi sunnati. Speak to my sunnah. So somebody who speaks to a king is called the people of what? That thing he has talked to. The way of differentiating from those who did not speak to him. He says, Alaykum bi sunnati. Hold on, speak to my sunnah. So those who speak to the sunnah are all the people of sunnah. And those who speak to you see now, that is the difference between Ahlus Sunnah and any other person. They always speak to something. This is what we are saying. Cut off all those speaking to any other thing apart from sunnah. Cut it off. All those appellations, all those labels, all those permissions, all those things, cut it off. Everybody, alaykum bi sunnati, sunnah. Everybody speaks to sunnah. Everybody is connected to sunnah. Everybody must be ascribed to the sunnah. This is allowed. The messenger said to alayhi salatu wasalam, ascription to any other thing is wrong. Don't ascribe yourself to any other thing apart from what? Sunnah. Sunnah. Alaykum bi sunnati. He said, Ama rajima sunnati. Anything. If you come away from this sunnah, I don't have anything to do with you. The Prophet said to Allah, salatu wasalam, what everybody should be connecting himself to is what? Sunnah. Don't bring any other thing. I am this. Now, who are you? Rajulun min Ahli Sunnah, inshallah. I'm a man from the people of Sunnah, inshallah. Who are you? I'm a man. Oh, you say I'm Muslim. Mu'min. Inshallah. But any other thing apart from this, don't bring it. What are you? I'm Sufi. Ah. We have to write you to it, nowhere. No, it's not in the Quran, not in the Sunnah. What are you? I am their names. Think of it. I'm not fat, I'm Karib. These are things. In here, illa asma'u. Sammaytu mu'aya. Antu. Ya abu'ukum. Ma'anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah says, these are names. Sammaytu mu'aya. Antu. You. Ya abu'ukum. And your parents have brought. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah has not given you the authority to name yourself those names. I'm TLC. I'm MSS. All these names, put them aside. Ascribe to the sunnah. That is what has basis. And he says, Wa rajulan sunnati. Iyyakum wal bid'ah. Be careful about innovation. All ascriptions. And tabligh is also included. What are you? Which jama'ah? No, I'm sunnah. Ma rajulan min ahli sunnah. Out of all these names, those names have been bifurcating the Muslims. Yes, they have been breaking our arms. The only thing that will not break our arms is the sunnah. Everybody comes back to it. Sunnah. Rajul min Ahli Sunnah. A man amongst the people of sunnah. If the brother, which jama'ah are you? Which law? Don't ask me that one. Rajul min Ahli Sunnah, inshallah. That one has a basis. But hey, brother. MSS, which zone? Ah. brother. Padamnu. Look, there are many. We break down TMC names. Man, don't allow the army in Sultan. They don't have any basis anywhere. The truth must be told. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك